So you want to be a player, but your wheels ain't fly. You got to hit us up to get a
Ben and Vince.
All right, welcome to the Ben and Vince Show.
Thank you for welcoming me. Vince and I were just talking off camera, you know, in our rich personal lives that we have together, about you know, just what's going on in the world, like these replacement referees. I mean, you know, they're a thing of the past now, but they're important, and just, you know, what that means for America and for Harvard students who cheat on take-home tests. And and what I was about to say was that the thing about take-home tests is that if you're a professor, either you expect that you trust everyone and like say, you know, that I'm giving you this take-home test and don't work on it with anyone else, but then probably assume that everyone's going to cheat on it, or you just like don't trust anyone and then you don't give take-home tests. I guess I just don't understand this whole thing about like it all came out, you know? Like, yeah. I don't know. It seems kind of weird to me.
I didn't really follow the story, so I don't really know what happened.
I didn't really follow the story either. So maybe we're completely misinterpreting the entire thing. But, you know, I mean, basically it just like turned out that a bunch of students were cheating, right? Like all working together on the tests. But, I mean, I don't know.
Either you're not supposed to do that.
You're not supposed to do that. I mean, I never did that, but, you know.
Of course. You or I would never do that.
Right. You know, at least on the air. But I feel like it's like either you trust everyone and just assume that, like, no one's going to cheat. I mean, the whole idea is that you're not going to...
That's naive.
But then you just shouldn't give take-home tests. If you're worried that people are going to cheat, I mean, then I don't know.
Okay, I see. So you either just assume that people aren't cheating, even though they are cheating.
Or, I mean, maybe they're not. I mean, maybe you would like to assume that they're not.
But you wouldn't, like, go... You're saying you shouldn't give a take-home test and then go try and then, to find out if anyone cheated.
Exactly, right.
I guess that's what I'm thinking.
Right. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, that it works in the real world, but
how about like at Caltech?
What happened at Caltech?
Well, like all their tests are take-home tests.
Okay.
And like nobody ever.
I see.
Cheats or like.
How do they know no one ever cheats?
I don't know, man. They're all just freaking weirdos.
I mean, right. Yeah, well, okay, so it sounds like they trust their students not to cheat. But as soon as you, like...
the fact that they trust their students not to cheat and, like...
And they don't.
And they don't.
Yeah, so it works. But if it doesn't work, then it's not the fault of the students, it's your fault for giving a take-home test.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I would believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, if everyone in the whole class is doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just, you know, maybe times have changed, you know, maybe 20 years ago or 30 years ago, this never would have happened. People were honest.
Yeah. I'll tell you why I should be admitted to Stanford. Because everyone in my high school cheats and I don't cheat.
Oh, God. yeah. Just ruined a whole generation there. Yeah. This is like why we can't have cool toys anymore, because that one kid who like poked their eye out. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it sucks to be a kid today. You can't like play tag or anything.
Yeah, I feel like that was just starting to happen when I was in elementary school.
Come on. Well, what if someone falls down and gets hurt?
Right.
You're a kid, man, you're supposed to fall down and get hurt.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, right. I mean, is it like, did anyone die from playing tag, or is it just like a broken arm or something?
I don't know, man. Broken arms are good.
Right.
They heal and come back stronger than original arms.
In fact, we should be born with broken arms.
Everyone should have their arm broken.
Right. Just as soon as you come out of the womb, the doctor should break every one of your limbs. Just snap. It wouldn't be hard.
As part of gym class or something. They should just toss you out of a tree.
Okay. You know, we finished volleyball, and, you know, next thing is kickball, and then we'll be moving on to tree toss. When I was a kid, apparently, like, when I was, like, 3 or something, we had, like, a treehouse or something, and I just, like, walked up to the edge and then just, like, sort of stopped and then just walked off, just, like, kept walking and just fell out of the tree. And my dad was like, oh, my God. But nothing happened, apparently.
That's good. That means you have good reflexes, you got strong bones, you don't need to be broken. Right. That's what the tree toss is going to determine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can't wait till we live in Vince's America.
I mean, you guys can, all you guys out there in listener land can get on the waiting list for Ben and Vince Elementary School. There's going to be tree tossing and no take-home tests.
But it's going to be pretty competitive to get in, so... Wait, didn't we have... Oh, we had Ben and Vince University. Now we're moving into primary education. We're diversifying. You know.
We're pretty diverse.
Yeah. You know, we got Ben's, we got Vince's. There's a lot going on here. What is the average number of push-ups that, like, an adult man should be able to do?
I have no idea.
Okay, neither do I.
Why?
I was just wondering the other day. Because, like, I don't really have a frame of reference. I mean, like, remember that, like, presidential fitness test or whatever from high school?
I don't think we ever did that.
Really?
Yeah.
I did in my gym class.
In middle school?
In high school. And both, actually, yeah.
I don't think we ever did that.
Really? It was, like, one day. I mean, you just...
Yeah, maybe I was absent or something.
Oh, man. Well, so
who's your teacher?
In middle school?
No, in high school.
You know, what's her name? Well, I don't remember, you know, it was one of the semesters. I don't remember which one. I think first semester I had, you know, Mrs. Whoever.
The lady with the gray hair?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like her. A man?
Right. And then the second semester, some other lady with, like, brown hair and who didn't look like a man.
Maybe you did it with her.
Okay. But, I don't know, it seems like something everyone...
Well, we only took one semester of that class.
No, you definitely had 2 semesters of gym. 1 semester of health.
I did that in summer school.
Yeah, so did I. Why was that the thing? That seems so weird. I mean, now that I think about it, it's just like, they think, you know, some of these things, they just become things. Like, you know, all the affluent parents are going to, you know, now we're sending our kids to health during summer. You know, that's the way to get ahead, to get into college. I don't know.
Well, I wasn't trying to get ahead. I was just trying to...
Why'd you go?
Not have to do it.
Oh, because it sucked?
No, I mean, like, just because I wanted to take other stuff.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. So why didn't you take, like, something every summer, then?
Well, okay, because it's summer school, and... You're not going to actually learn anything.
I see.
Like, that's the thing. Like, health is obviously a bullshit class. So, right. Okay. Since you just have to, it's just a waste of time. You might as well waste time in the summer.
I see. Do you want to go out and have fun?
Yeah, well, I mean, the class ended at like 1 p.m. So you're right. Going to have fun after that.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, that's good. That definitely, that class totally did not work the way it was supposed to.
Why do you say that?
I don't know about your class, but my class was just full of characters, and the teacher was just like, going through the motions.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that you didn't learn about, drugs and stuff.
Yeah, I learned that drugs are great.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's go to break.
Okay, we'll do some drugs.
I was an educator in the state of Maryland for 38 years as an elementary school teacher, as a high school teacher. I was a high school athletic director, and I do not support question 7. I just don't see the money promised getting to the kids in the classroom. There is a history of promises being made and not delivered. When people have expectations and they're not met, it's disheartening and disappointing. Check the facts for yourself. Vote no on question 7.
I hate losing. Hate it. But right now, we're losing jobs and money for our schools to casinos and other states like West Virginia. Question 7 creates 12,000 jobs with a new resort casino and expanded table games here in Maryland. We all went with question 7. New jobs, money for schools, and instead of Marylanders spending $550 million in other states, it gets invested here. Vote for question 7. For Maryland, I'm on my way.
Life, I think our aspirations should guide us, even if it's things we can never provide or be beside. Lord, just give me the right to desire or admire such, the finer things, you know. To dream is to live life's full potential, so whatever I'm into, I get it into.
Let's go.
You gotta turn me up, I'm feeling this motherfucker. Shout out Chrissy, Rosé, and all that. I'm just feeling that good today, you know what I'm saying? DC, what's up, Merlin? PG, Moco, V8, it's Dora. Smooth motherfucker, let me do this motherfucker. Riding shotgun up, sound blowing out the bubble. Tents ain't legal, I ain't ordinary people. Porn star here and she gon' suck it like a sequel. Life without dreaming is a life without meaning. I'm grinding like I got it, hoping all my niggas see it. My garment shouldn't be here, I'm somewhere in the future. As far as being hard, I feel I'm somewhere near Medusa. And
we now return you to the Ben and Vince show, already in progress.
So I was saying to the guy, if you don't move that treasure chest full of roll-ups, at least just give me some, because I'm trying to get through,
So did he give you some?
No, he just died. And then I took
cool.
them. I mean, I wouldn't have minded, except that you could tell he just knew that he was going to. And he just went in front of me anyway.
I guess it's true what they say.
You only live once.
First is the worst, second is the best, third is the one with the chest of fruit roll-ups.
Yeah, I guess that is true, and I guess they do say that. So. Wait, I heard a funny thing recently. I was just gonna sound dumb out of context, but anyway, yeah, you only YOLO once.
You only YOLO once?
You only YOLO once.
Oh.
That's fine.
The Charmed Life of Daniel YOLO.
Oh, see, that's another thing I stopped watching.
Well, obviously not.
I mean, after that one.
Hey, man. That was... They're wasting your time, but not very much.
Right, exactly. It's just, it's cumulative. It's manipulative. Anyway.
So why were you asking me about push-ups?
I mean, I was just wondering. I just don't know what's, like, the standard.
In Boston, there's, like, this bum called the one-handed push-up guy.
Okay.
He'll, like, come running up to you while you're walking down the street and start bragging about how many push-ups you can do. With one hand.
Okay, does he only have one hand?
No, he has two hands. He does one hand of push-ups.
I see.
And then he's like, I'll bet you $5 I can do 20 one-hand push-ups or something.
That's a lot.
But I think whenever I saw him, he was like, drunk or something, because like the what he was saying was like didn't make any sense. He was like, "I'll give you $5 if I can't do 3 1-handed push-ups." I was like, "Okay." He just starts doing push-ups.
Yeah, I mean, were they, you know, it was a good form and everything. Because I mean, you're not about to get into an argument with this guy about like.
I mean, it's just like some guy just runs up to you and starts doing push-ups. Like, I didn't have to. He's like, he's not like trying to get into a contest with you. He's just like,
yeah,
trying
yeah.
to show off. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, he's confident. He's a self-confident guy. Yeah. Was he like a, is he a one-handed push-up savant?
Maybe. He played a savant.
Yeah. You think that's really true?
That, story or what?
That there are just these like, you know, crazy homeless people who are insanely good at chess, like better than grandmasters.
I bet it's true.
You think so?
I mean, I don't know about better than the best chess player in the world, but I bet they're really good at chess.
Do you think it's true that Michael Richards is really good at chess?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or he was good at chess at some point.
Right. What does he do anymore?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hang out with Sugar? Sugar?
I feel like he just is his character.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, I guess the same could be said for Seinfeld. Anyway, I think I remember in the presidential fitness test in high school, if you could just do like one pull-up, I think that was it. Like you passed.
You passed?
Yeah, I passed. I could do a lot more than one.
Yeah, I never passed. Was it like an optional thing or...
No, I mean, I don't know what would happen if you failed.
I know, I never took it.
Right. I don't think the president is going to, like, come knocking on your door. Like, you know, get out. Just leave this country, please. But, you know, whatever. It was just, like, a thing to make you feel bad if you weren't in shape, I guess.
That's good, I guess.
Yeah, you know, motivation. I don't know, you know. It wasn't, like... You know, it's just like it did some push-ups, the sit-ups, pull-ups, some running type stuff. I think in middle school there was like stretching involved, which I was very bad at. I don't know why the president cares how flexible you are.
You don't want to know.
Something about death panels, probably.
Yeah. So when are you going to come to Boston?
When am I going to come to Boston?
Yeah.
You know, I saw that girl, Christy, not that long ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was in Seattle on her way to San Francisco to go to Burning Man.
Right. No, she yeah. would know what Justin Bieber said. That was really ridiculous.
What, about Jews?
What?
About Jews?
What did I say about Jews?
I thought he said something about Jews.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, I'm making that up, but no. I thought you said it.
No, you're thinking of Bill O'Reilly or something.
Did Bill O'Reilly say something about Jews?
I don't know. Someone was complaining about how Jews were in the media and stuff. I don't think it was
Bill O'Reilly. Someone's always complaining about that.
Anyway, no, Justin Bieber said something about how every girl should wake up in the morning and, I don't know, something. We were in the bookstore and we were reading about Justin Bieber. And he's got a book.
Oh, what's it called?
And they made a movie out of it. I don't remember.
Oh, Never 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 Say Never, Never Never Back Down.
No.
Never Call Me Again.
We're never ever getting back together.
Right. The Never Ending Story.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember.
A Tale of Two Cities?
I think it is Never Say Never.
Okay, I was right the first time. No. There was a Taylor Swift movie too, wasn't there?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
There was a Katy Perry movie.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And which one was that?
I don't know.
Okay. Was Justin Bieber's something, was it blue? Something about blue?
Blue?
Blue, like the color?
No, it was Never Say Never.
It was really Never Say Never?
Yeah.
Okay. Never Say Never again.
That's the song.
Is that the prequel to that James Bond movie?
I think so.
Wait, no, that's Never Say Die. No, that's never...
Never Say Never Again. Oh, but that's not a real James Bond movie.
No, it's not? It's a parody?
No, that's the one with Sean Connery, where he's real old and like...
He was the real James Bond.
No, but he like said he would never play James Bond again, and then he came and played James Bond again. That's why it's called Never Say Never Again, but it's non-canon.
I see. With Justin Bieber as a odd job.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but it's like with old Sean Connery.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's 1 degree of separation then between them.
But yeah, she would know. We were in the bookstore and we were reading his book, and he said some ridiculous quote.
About what?
I don't know. Girls.
Girls?
Yeah.
Like, what about girls?
I don't remember what he said.
Okay. Like, what genre of comment? Was it, like, offensive?
I don't remember. It wasn't offensive. It might have been creepy. I don't
Was it about babies?
No. He's not obsessed with kissing babies, okay?
Like, I'm just going by the evidence here. I call him like I see him. Anyway, she was here, Christy, in Seattle.
Yeah, I was there too.
You were?
Yeah. But you weren't there.
I wasn't there?
Yeah.
Where was that?
I don't know, probably New York.
Okay. Yeah. And her friend was there. I mean, she was already there. But she was also there.
So, when are you going to come to Boston?
Oh, right. That was the question. I don't know, man. 2013.
All right, cool.
When are you going to come to Boston? You're going to be in Boston forever. Right. You have to get
after a PhD. After I leave the studio, I'm going back there now.
Yeah, dude. How are you progressing? Do you have a thesis?
I'm like 98% done.
Nice. Should only take you about 5 more years then.
Yep.
That's good. You studying derechos? You know about
derechos? Yeah.
I assume that they were happening in Maryland. I don't remember if I told you this or not. They're happening in Maryland, and my mom was her. They closed where she works, you know, on some day because the weather was just too bad. And so she was calling her coworker to let her know not to come in. And this coworker, I guess, is like kind of crazy, this woman. So my mom's like, you know, just letting you know, you know, you don't have to come to work. It's closed. And she goes, I know. My husband and I were caught in this derecho. And I saw a fireball. Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
What did your mom say?
I know. She's just like trying to get off the phone as quickly as possible. Like, okay, yeah, great. So I'll see you on Tuesday. I just
like that must have been such a traumatic experience.
Yeah, I mean, she sounded really traumatized. I really just love the phrase "caught in this derecho."
And I saw a fireball.
So yeah. So you studying those or what? How likely are they to cause fireballs?
I don't know.
Okay, well, do some more research. Get back to me.
Yeah. All right, well, good talk.
Yeah. We'll hear more about Vince's research on derechos next time.
Maybe I'll just give up. center of the whole podcast.
Yeah. Journal Club.